latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Manchester City's boss Pep Guardiola labelled City's performance as very, very poor as they lost 2-1 to Basel in the Champions League on Wednesday. It was not enough to prevent Guardiola's side progressing to the quarterfinals, with Gabriel Jesus' early goal helping the Premier League leaders to an overall 5-2 aggregate success, but it was still an unexpected slip. Jesus put City ahead inside 8 minutes, but the Swiss champions responded to take victory on the night with goals from the impressive Mohamed Elneny and Michael Lang. Guardiola made 6 changes from the side that beat Chelsea at the weekend, with the likes of Sergio Aguero, Kevin De Bruyne and David Silva among those not included, but he still expected more from the side he put out. He says, "We'll be happy to be in the quarterfinals, of course, for the second time at this club. We're now in a new position, so of course we're happy with that. The first half was quite good, but the second half we forgot to attack and we forgot to play. Passing the ball means passing and moving, and moving the opponents around. To pass for itself is nothing. The second half was really, really poor. We just passed for ourselves, and that is not football." I don't suppose he'll be too bothered for too long, seeing that City are into those quarterfinals. Moving on, Eden Hazard is reportedly still a top transfer target for City boss Guardiola, despite his poor showing on Sunday at the Etihad. Hazard cut a frustrated figure during the 1-0 loss to the Citizens, although the way Chelsea played, he couldn't expect the Belgium international to do much else. He's got 2 years left on his deal in West London. He knows Real Madrid are hovering in the background as they look to refresh their side, but he's also apparently linked to City and would not rule it out. So we'll wait and see what happens in that one. Finally today, Benjamin Mendy stepped up his recovery from a long-term knee injury by returning to training with City, and hopefully will return in the near future.